We pray. Lord, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. So this morning, the text comes from John chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of the world, out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God. Dear fellow redeemed, what would you feel in the moment when you separate from your loved ones? Wouldn't it be very difficult to cope? We all want to be with our loved ones, don't we? I know I miss my loved ones. What about Jesus? Here Jesus' hour has come to depart from his loved disciples. The text shows that this was the last supper that Jesus had with his disciples. His disciples had prepared it in advance according to the Lord's instruction. Jesus with his disciples celebrated this festival in Jerusalem. Besides his departure, Jesus knew everything in Judas' heart, and all that would happen to himself. While they were eating, we can see that the devil put into the heart of Judas to betray his Lord and Master. After the feast, Judas betrayed Jesus by handing him over to the chief priests to be murdered. Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane and went through suffering, shame, insult, and humiliation, and finally the cross and burial and resurrection. And then he spent 40 days with his disciples, teaching them, and then he ascended to heaven. He was going to depart from this world shortly. Jesus even knew what Judas had already done. In the text we can see Judas's sins are planning to murder Jesus. The fifth commandment says, "You shall not kill." But here, Judas is participating in the plot to kill Jesus. He betrayed Jesus for 30 silver coins, and betraying is also a sin. As Matthew 27:4 says, Judas says, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." John 12 verse 6 says, "Judas was a thief." The seventh commandment says, "You shall not steal." We can see the sins of Judas, and he might have committed more sins which are not listed in the Bible. We can say that we are way better than Judas, that we would not make plans to kill someone, and we haven't betrayed anyone, and we do not steal, but even though we are not clean. We may do other things which are abominable to God. We may think evil, we may covet, we may have evil desires, and we commit different kinds of numerous sins. We can't stop committing sins. We have a sinful nature, and this nature separates us from our Savior. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 3 says, "We all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind. We were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind." Let us think how many sins we have committed, how many hearts we have broken, How many problems we have created? How many times we have coveted? How many times we were tempted by the riches, comfy stuffs, and desires of the world? All these things happened to us because of our sins. We were dead in sins. Ephesians 2 verse 1 says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins." Let us imagine a dead body. What would you think this dead body can wish to be alive again? How would it be alive by its own? Can this dead body go here and there, and can it work? The organs are not working. Brain and heart is not working. And it doesn't have any sense because it is a dead body. Once our spirit was sent as a dead body, we were totally helpless. But we have good news in Jesus. Look at all He knew, all that was happening to Him, but He was not overwhelmed with His self-pity. Like, how can I bear all this? In the midst of all, He still loved Judas and called him back. He still loves you and calls you every day to Himself. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life." God loves us, and He sent His Son to release us from all our bondages. He came to be our substitute and paid our debts. And He paid all debts, and now He makes us free from all the evil and welcomes us into His kingdom. Isn't this good news of a great joy? He died for us. And His death and resurrection brings us the gospel that our sins are forgiven. We are made alive by our God. Ephesians 2 verse 5 says, "Even when we were dead by our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved." Jesus accomplished His mission on the earth and ascended into heaven and is now seated in the right hand of the Father and intercedes for us. Romans chapter 8 verse 34 says, "Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us." Glory be to God alone. Amen. We'll sing hymn 149 verses 3 and 4. 149, 3 and 4.